Hi, I'm Meredith Harwell, and I am currently a senior at TCA. I was raised in a Christian household, and I've gone to a Christian school my whole life. So I was always familiar with the gospel that Jesus had died on the cross for my sins, but I never had a true relationship with Christ. I always said I was a true believer, but I never really knew what that meant. My life when I was younger was very easy. I have a very loving family, and I never had any moments where I thought I truly needed God. I thought I could just live on my own. That lasted all throughout middle school. I had a very surface-level relationship with God. I would pray during church and at dinner, but that was really the extent of it. I lived a life on my own. I never read my Bible or asked God for help. I would just go along with prayers and worship songs, but they never really meant anything to me. When I was in eighth grade, my dad told me that he was diagnosed with cancer. He told me there was an 88% survival rate, and he never told me what stage cancer he had. I was too young to know how serious the cancer was or that we were in for a long ride. I always thought that I didn't need to worry and that God wouldn't let my dad die, so I was very hopeful for him. My dad's cancer progressively got worse, and through many surgeries, the doctors could never truly help him. 2 years went by, and through all of that time, I still didn't even try to have a relationship with God because I was angry at the circumstances, but I still somewhat thought that God wouldn't let anything bad happen to my family. At the beginning of sophomore year, my mom told me that my dad was going on hospice and only had about a month left. Angry at God, I turned my back away and didn't know what to do. It felt like nothing in my life was going right, and I blamed all of it on God. I couldn't understand why God would take my dad away from me. My dad was my role model and was my spiritual leader. During school, one of my friends invited me to come to a Watermark small group. I have gone to a smaller church my whole life and had never been in a small group before. I went that Wednesday, and when I was there, I broke down in front of my small group and told them what was really going on. They continued to speak truth to me and were there for me the whole time and have been with me since. During the time of my dad on hospice, they encouraged me and helped me through his last few weeks. On October 28th, 2016, my dad passed away. I was so angry and hurt and just mad that God would ever allow this to happen. I completely turned away from God. In the few months after, I was totally lost. I didn't go to small group as much, and I just didn't want to be around all the praying and worship. In front of my friends and family, I faked saying I was okay, and when we talked about God, I went along with it, but I didn't care at all. On the outside, I looked fine, but on the inside, I was covered in anger and hatred and fear. I had my back turned on God and felt this resentment towards him because of my dad being gone. My mom would try to take me to therapy, but I didn't want help. I wanted to be alone and deal with my grief. I was very depressed for a long time. I missed school often, never did my homework, and only ever wanted to sleep and be away from everyone. I saw the toll it was taking on my family and my friendships, and soon I got tired of being alone and being mad. I realized that I needed to start making an effort to help myself. I started going to more small groups and started going to shift groups. I told my small group how I felt like I couldn't trust God, fearing their disappointment. Instead, they accepted it, helped me, and loved me. Since I had never been in a small group, I never had a group that I could be this honest with about my faith. My shift group helped me process my grief and gave me a place to talk about it where they were understanding and knew how it felt. I didn't feel alone anymore. I felt led and loved. I started to look to God when I was upset and not look away from him out of anger. I began to read my Bible more and did devotionals at night that helped me with what I was going through. I finally felt happy and felt like I had a true relationship with Christ. For the first time in my life, I was actually trusting God and relying on him to help with all my anxiety. All the built-up anger and frustration and pain started to ease. A verse that helped me in all of this was, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13:5, and Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Both are verses that I have heard many times throughout my life, but they never meant anything real to me until I needed them. I realized that God hadn't forsaken me and that he will turn this into something. It has been almost 2 years since, but for so long I had thought that God had forsaken me, and it caused me to turn my back. I neglected God when I needed him the most. My struggles with grief and anxiety and depression is still a battle, and I still have days that I spend angry with God because he's gone. But knowing that God is for me and with me throughout all my trials keeps me going. I know that through Christ, I will someday be able to see my dad again. I encourage you all to take these verses and know that whatever may happen in your life, God will never turn his back to you. I spent too much time thinking that God was against me when I was wrong the whole time. Having a relationship with Christ will ease pain that you are going through and will help you get through it. The trials we are given in life are sometimes very tough, but getting through them with God will bring you perseverance and strength. Thank you for listening.